All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
that whoo, for God so loved the world that whoever would just come to him and believe. We had to make sure that we were being heard, but then we just like to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's continual. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here with myself, Pastor E, from the Now Network Studios. Yes, our forum is to discuss, to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we're going to open up the lines later, and we want a mixed panel to share Jesus with the world, worldwide, but nationwide. Let's share it right next door. Because no matter how sinful someone is, or you may be, how broken you are, Jesus still loves you. Jesus is particular about this because he wants you, and Jesus also is ready to transform your life completely. Doesn't matter what sin, how they called it, who's condemning you and who's putting you under this. And Jesus can and will forgive your sins. He is the new covenant that will heal your wounds. He is the new covenant that will change the whole direction of your life when you no longer live by your way, but live by his. See, a healthy, productive relationship with God means I have learned how to talk about Jesus. Oh, that's our subject tonight. Every Monday night, I have learned to live Jesus. I have learned to die Jesus. I have learned to experience Jesus. And when you experience him, that means you learn how to follow. Following Jesus always involves sharing his love with someone who needs him. I'll tell you my testimony, and you can say, he says it every month, from the moment I met him, not going to church and not doing other people's things. And not, well, when I personally met Jesus, I immediately knew I had the privilege to do the most important thing that will ever happen, and that's tell someone else about Jesus. No matter how different, no matter how tall, know what color, tell everyone about the love of Jesus. It's our responsibility to embrace that privilege. It's our responsibility to follow. It's our responsibility to decrease and die of self, and then share his great love and the awesome message for others to now go and make disciples. Yes, this is Let's Talk Jesus here with myself. We are live and we are excited to continually elevate. This is our preparation time, especially here with our network covenant partners. You may be listening for the first time live or by archive later, or you got on this broadcast listening on the internet. You don't even know how you got here. This is your time. This is our time to pay attention as we prepare ourselves to go to the next season. And I have to stay conscious in where we're going as a unified body. See, the message should always unify the body. But the, watch this, oh no, don't throw that rock at me. The evangelism should always go and make disciples. There's a difference. See, and it goes back to what we're talking about tonight, and that is, first of all, recognizing, identifying, and then being willing to organize God's time. Oh, my God. See, you can't do anything with time until you recognize that there is a time and a place. You cannot make right decisions or do anything in the earthly realm until you have understood that things are not about physical time, but about spiritual time. There are differences. We're going to talk about that tonight. This may turn into a series here on Let's Talk Jesus for the remainder of this season about the timing of God. Oh, yes, I was quick into my spirit today. My brother from Atlanta, Georgia, Dwayne, prophet, apostle, pastor, I am fivefold Dwayne. Oh, we're gonna get ready to do a fivefold conference. I feel it coming. We all talking about getting tickets to come visit each other. What are we going to visit for? To do the fivefold concert. But the brother said today, he said, you know, that's the number one thing. And we were talking about, why don't we elevate each other? Why don't we rejoice with other people? It's because, first of all, we don't understand the timing of God. We have our own time, our own plan, our own calendar, our own way of doing things. And we miss God because we're not in, thank you, somebody, in time with God. Now, you know, there's no right or wrong into what you know. We perish for a lack of knowledge in Hosea. But when we study ourselves to be approved, we now search the word of God to say, I want understanding. And I don't want just understanding for one group. I want the understanding that you said, oh, my God, that you commanded, that you put into place, that was available for each and every one of us. No respect or person. See, that understanding in time that says it's the same time for me as it is the same time for you. But are you willing, am I willing to continue to explore not the physicality of time, but the spirituality of time? Yes, everything that has been is finished. We're going to read here in a minute that there's a time and a place for everything. We're also going to explore where the Word of God tells us how to follow, how to obey, how to be new again. Oh, yes, that word new. This is our basic subject for the rest of this season of 2018. Are you ready for the new? You can't be ready for the new until you're ready for the new time, the new revelation, the new elevation, and the new, watch this, ministry of reconciliation. See, in time, when I reconcile, I get everything right. There are still, I don't mind being on the altar because that just makes me work harder. But for some of y'all want to jump on there with me today, there are still some things that I prayed for to happen that are still not transpiring. People have not come. People have not accepted. Does that make me say to give up on them? No, because their forgiveness is for me. I cannot grow until I let go. Until I know I've been released, I'll never go anywhere. We have to press the envelope and be willing to go to another level in time. Time that is not of man, time that is not of your spouse or your or people or physicality, but time of God. You say, where is that at? It's not on a watch on your wrist. It's in the Word of God. God is very time conscious. God is, watch this, very time confirming. See, when we're talking about being in time with Jesus, that's not yesterday. That's not tomorrow. Being in time with Jesus is when, come on, if I looked at the top line, I know there's 30 covenant partners on here that already shouted out, God's time is when? Now. We always try to do God tomorrow or try to receive God yesterday from something else. See, that goes back to us being envious and jealous of one another because we want what we see you've already done. Replicate it, redo it, renew it, steal it. No, everything in God is new, but it's in a new time. Not on a time of physicality. You won't see it by achieving the same cars and the same houses and the same buildings and the same stages. But what you can do is confirm it in the, watch this, arena of God's time, which is spiritual. You on your knees is not worshiping God, but your spirit that is in truth is in a different elevation. Your body is dead. So your spirit can rise to another time. Oh, my God. I'm going to help somebody tonight because time changed everything for me when I knew to be on time. I'm not talking to you guys that got 5 write-ups from being late at work. I'm not speaking to anything physical. I'm not trying to point fingers, and I didn't know that this is something you were dealing with. I'm speaking the word of God that's saying for us to be Jesus-like and to talk about Jesus, you better know that time is of the essence. Oh, no. Not to prove to man, to prove to God. See, when I'm on time with God, I won't be late at work. When I'm on time with God, I won't be slacking and lacking and doing without wondering and hoping and dreaming. But I will be moving when? Now. And see, that movement of now is being willing to seek those things. Colossians chapter 3. Read that whole chapter. I'm not even giving out verses today. This is Bible study. Read the whole chapter, but in Colossians chapter 3, it says, seek those things which are above. What time am I trying to pay attention to? We always want to watch the TV. We always want to look on our wristwatch. Always want to pick up our smartphone. Always want to pay attention to the physical time. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but don't you know physical time is from left to right? Not from right to left. Not from up to down, but it is from left to right. When you start with 11, the next hour is 12, and it will continue to elevate from a horizontal plane, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. It will continue on that horizontal plane. Time will not break. Time will not wait. Time will not slow down in the horizontal realm. That clock on the wall and every system that they have put in place in this world will continue to spin the way it does, horizontally. Oh, no, but I'm no longer in of this world. I'm just in the world. My time has shifted. It says, be not conformed to this world's time, but be transformed by the renewing of God's time. Knowing I'm seeking those things which are above. When? Colossians 1, read that whole chapter. But verse 17, it says, he is before all things. That means he's on time. John chapter 7, read that whole chapter. But verse 6 says, already done. We're always trying to make something be now when now is already when finished. Now with God is already complete. Now with God does not need to be explained or questioned because it's something never, ever been done in the earthly realm. Watch this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. You better pay attention to that. Under a time for every purpose under heaven. Side note, I have to say this. We're talking about Jesus. Just because you're going through something don't mean you're not in the right time. There is a time for every purpose. Don't you know there are some purposes in your life that you're going through certain things that you can now show someone else how to alleviate those things in their lives, how to circumvent the system and say, I am not going to go that way because I have seen by the, watch this, the example of Pastor E, that I am not going that way. He didn't tell me what to do. He showed me what he had to go through. And I now learn there are going to be some obstacles for me to come, but why keep going over the same things in the past that we've heard about, seen, talked about, instead of being ready, that's my word, proactive, for what's coming right now. We get so caught off guard because we're not ready for what's about to happen. When? Right now. And then we start crying. Oh, help me. Pray for me. Call me. Lay hands on me. Instead of being ready, say, oh, no, I knew that was coming. Let's go. Let's start praying for the next one that is to come. Because the horizontal plane will not change. The enemy is the prince of the horizontal. The horizontal, like I say, is from left to right. You were born. And they said you were an hour and 10 seconds at 8 pounds and 11 ounces. But an hour later, you were now 2 hours. And a day later, you were a day older. And a month later, you were a month older. And a week later, you were a week older. And now you are older, whatever your age limit is. You still are older than what you used to be in the horizontal. See, the world's time does not match up with God's time. Matthew 6, it says, seek ye first when I wake up, when I look at my spiritual clock. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness. When is he righteous? Now. Oh, what he's done is done. What's to come is already finished. But what is happening right now? A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck. What is planted? A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to time to time to. You better know that there is a time for every season. I'm speaking on this season thing because we are breaking down our seasons. And you have to know your season has to be revolved around time. And not horizontal time, but vertical time. See, vertical times is when I say, our Father who art in heaven. See, vertical time is when I say, your kingdom come, your will be done. See, vertical time is when I say, not my will, but your will on earth as it is in heaven. See, that vertical time is the place where we seek those things which are above and not on earth. We know that he is before and above all things. And we know that, watch this, when I walk with God, I don't even pay attention to anything else. There's going to be circumstances, but I'm walking with God. Get on behind me. Circumstance, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to still look like the same person in time with God instead of, oh, today I feel bad because it's rough. Oh, I can't talk today because I'm going through. No, I am going to stay in time with God that says I am. Walking in the way. I'm acknowledging and I'm remembering Isaiah in chapter 30. Read that whole chapter. But in verse 121, he says, this is the way. When? Now. Walk in it. Psalms 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Are you looking for steps tomorrow? Or are you looking for some steps right now? See, if I get my time with God right, I can step with God. When? I can move with God. When? I can serve with God. When? I can bow to God. When? I can be obedient to God. When? Because I must be not on my time, but on the time of God. Oh, we lost 5 listeners. I must be talking some truth tonight. People don't like truth. And I am not ashamed to keep preaching the truth. There is to everything a season. Ecclesiastics chapter 3 just taught us. But when we know that the kingdom has come and the will be done that's on earth as it is in heaven, we know that 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and 2 comes to life and says, accept it. Accept it time for you to be this, and accept it time for you to be that. But who's accepted time? Not yours. Not your friends, not your spouse, family, or church, or any, the accepted time of God. That we listen. We got to listen to God. We got to walk with God. When? Now. Psalms 119, 165, it says, no stumbling. See, when your steps have been ordered, up in 33 of 119, you cannot stumble. It says, your steps have been ordered by the Lord. But 65 says, when they've been ordered by the Lord, when? Don't stumble. Don't get off track. Don't go to the left. No. Don't go to the right. Stay focused. Stay on the path that has been designed for you. I know it don't feel good. I know people talking about you. I know they saying, why are you? Stay on the path. Bible says, let the redeemed say so. When? When you come through. Not because God did something mysterious, but miraculously he encouraged your spirit to do it without no help. Without no support. We always need somebody to be in time with us instead of being in time with God. Could you help me, please? I know God told me this dream, this vision. Help me. God gave me a word, but can you help me? No. When God gives you a word, he gave you a word. When? Now. Now, when I call your phone and I say, hey, the Lord put on my spirit about this, you ought to be leaping like Mary and Elizabeth when they join with them two anointed creations in their bodies of agreement. Not waiting on the phone. I'm just waiting on the phone to ring. Why? I need a word from God. Oh, my God, you better stop doing what you're doing because you are in the past or you are in the future. But right now is a word from God that I'm already having because it's in me. See, God's time has been reserved for me. God's time has been reserved for you. It's no doubt about it. You know that a day to us is like 1,000 to the Lord, and 1,000 to the Lord, a day to us. There is a differential in our understanding of time because Romans 12 says, be not conformed to this world's time, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind's time. Where's my mind? My mind is in the spirit. I'll high five everybody listening to me right now. And let me tell you, to be in time with God, you better have your mind right. This ministry is built off of wake up, get up, move in your mind. Provoke the purpose in your mind. The now network in your mind. When? Now. My mentor shared with that with me. I grew on. Oh, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I had to ask him a question. I said, wait a minute. Did you hear God telling me something? Because I've been searching for somebody to speak that word right there, and now I know God is real. When? Now. I've been on fire about that N-O-W that he gave me another revelation. It was just now. Now is not our will. N period, O period, W period, because I must die so God's time can live. How can, watch this. Everything God's done final when I'm still trying to make it new. I'm trying to make it look good for you and make it look good for her or make it look good for them or make it look good for us. If it's already done, I must get in the already done. See, that's the time of God. That's that vertical relationship with God saying, I am connected. Jeremiah 29, read the whole chapter. He says, I know the plans I have for you. When? Now. But you can't hear it. You can't receive it because you're not in the right place. See, God is the holy of holies. He is the great I am. He is the putting, the topping, the whatever you need to identify. He is that. And let me tell you what's so powerful about the time of God and who he is. He says he's in you. Wait a minute. Somebody need to just grab your head and say, I never got it like that before. Because even as I said to you, everybody knows me. Every time I'm teaching to myself. And I just, that revelation just dropped in me like that. Like, you mean, wait a minute. Oh, I can't even talk really. Only for the sake of this broadcast am I able to even other a syllable out of my mouth because he's in me. That means I have no control. I'm a true follower of God. Ephesians chapter 3, read it. It says, the power that works in me. Well, it says you, but I made it personal. The power that works in me, because I'm chosen in God's time. And I know you've been walking this walk, talking this talk, and doing what you have only knew to do. But today is a new day to get in time with God. Because some of us are still raising our hands and praising God, but we are behind God. And there's a majority of us that are still calling his name and still doing the stuff and making it look this way that are ahead of God. It's time to get in time with God. Surrender all. Get on the altar. Develop a focal point, a pattern to follow. Oh, systematic with God is pure, because when you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray. It's not stop. It's not quit. He says, pray unceasingly. Oh, my God. Do we see the consistency that God is looking for us to stay in time with him? See, in time with him is like, I'm not looking for somebody to pat me on my back or push me to be in time with them. Like I say, I know the way. I'm walking in it. Who is the way? Somebody tell me who's the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. No one can get to the Father unless through Jesus. See, that's when you can come. That's when you can receive. That's when you can believe that the kingdom on earth is available for me right now because of Jesus. John chapter 16, read that old chapter. He says he will show things to come. And here, I'm going to share. A lot of people that seen some stuff, you just didn't know what you're looking at. Most of us have experienced the things that are to come, but we don't know what to pay attention to. We don't know not to look. We don't know to stop paying attention. Don't you remember Lot's wife? Stop looking back. That pillar of salt where you can't have no more understanding. Stop looking at it as something physical, that you died physical. That was all spiritual. When you become hardened in your heart, you can't recognize God's time. When you become disconnected, because I'm doing it my way instead of the way that's already been done. Read Psalms chapter 9. It says, the whole chapter describes from what? From the end till now, it's going to do what God says it's going to do. Stop trying to recreate God and get in time with God and see God clearly. When? Oh, I preach now, 0 to 5 seconds, when you can really receive a God-given dream, vision, or an idea before it has passed on in the past. Oh, that was a new idea, but you let it pass in the past and try to bring it back. Done. Let it go. God is a God of now holiness. God is a God of now revelation. God is a God of now power in me. God is a God of now anointing, where the yokes are destroyed and the burdens are removed in God's time. When? Now, see, if I'm going to serve God, I better serve God right now. Oh, I just felt somebody in their Holy Ghost dance doing some circular giving God the praise, because now's the time to give God praise for you. I am glorifying God in my now for you. My gladness is for you. And don't you know, when you get back in time, you restore the accessibility to the things that God has already said. See, when you live in him, you also walk in him. That's that whole building relationship in Galatians 5. Oh, yeah, this is homework. I pray you didn't wrote all these chapters down. I'm really fighting to give up the scripture. But I must go stronger in the Lord. When? Now. No more resting. No. Oh, I'm going to get the physical, going to get their rest. But don't you know, I don't have to take advantage of it. I need to be in time with God. Wake up. Get up. Move. Win now. I wake up. Oh, yes, I'm waking up in God, in my mind. So I can get up in my thinking, in my mind. I can move in my purpose, in my mind. Win now. That's why it's so important for the time to be in place, because the Bible says it's predestinated. He says he knew you before time. Oh, Jesus. I almost spinned around in my chair. He knew you before time. He called your name before the foundation of this world. Time was not of essence when it came to God. Time is where we need to be in place with God. Stop trying to figure it out. Just get in time. Stop trying to put it. Get in time. Get in line. And line never stays dormant. You go higher. You are every second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year. You are elevating yourself higher. And what do you do when you elevate yourself? Elevate somebody else. It's not just for me. It's for me to say, can I pull you with me? So now you can pull some. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do what you do. But the main purpose of what I'm here for is for you to pull somebody else up. For us to stop hating on what you see me. I'm working hard for the glory of God to be in your life. I'm looking for no glory for me. You're the hardest working man in the world. Well, if I am, I'm working so you can become the hardest working person for Jesus. And let me say this, side note. I know you worked hard in the world. I know you went hard when you was trying to do you. I know you went hard when you was chasing her or him. I know you went hard when you was at the club. It's just the same reverse to go hard in the time of God for him. I know that he's going to reveal things to me. I know I'm going to be in my steps that have been ordered. I know the way, and I'm going to walk in it. See, you can't add to it or take away from it, but you can claim it. And put your name up in there and say, oh, no question about that. I'm already in the done. My steps are ordered by the Lord. It says the steps of a good man. Put your name in it. And know that the God's time is to align us for the kingdom that is to come. And I know we're doing some great things here on this earth to share the love of God, but for me, I know that all of this reverts back to my readiness for the kingdom that is to come. I don't know the hour. I'm not ever going to even try to project it or play with it. I don't know the hour. I don't know the time. I don't know the day. But I know one thing. I'm going to be ready because it's coming. That time when some people is like, oh, man, I thought I had another hour. Some people go say, man, I thought it was next week. Some people go say, man, I didn't think it was at all. But for us to encourage each and every one of us that my time is now. To do the best I can to be what God requires me to be. If he called me, if he predestined me, then there must be a plan for me. Am I ready to seek for my own plan and stop seeking for someone else's? Am I ready to actually go to work for my own plan instead of just trying to hitchhike off somebody? Am I really ready? For my plan. Are you? Come on. That's my question tonight. Let's talk Jesus. We about to open up the lines. I didn't win a little bit. Oh, that word went. Usually I'd have been opening the lines. I could not. And there's a lot more. We're going to talk about this next Monday too, about God's timing. I'm even going to invite some. Now I know my covenant partners out there. I'm going to invite others to get involved in this conversation about let's talking about Jesus's time. I've given you some very, very sound word of God to grow to the knowledge of God's time, but we need more. But are you really ready. The question tonight, and I'm pleased, dial one. Please dial one. But are you really ready to experience God's time? If you are, I want to hear from you tonight. I want to celebrate with you tonight. Oh, my God. I want to worship with you tonight, because now he says he is seeking those right now. Now is the time when God is seeking those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. When? Now. You have to be ready. Oh, my God, I'm ready. And I'm ready in God's time to move in God's time so I can, watch this, experience God's time. There's a lot of things that happen in the worldly time that even spirituality cannot be affected by. We have to be so in tune with God's time that we know how to operate in the worldly time, but you can never tell that we've been affected. Minister Terry, let's talk Jesus. Are you really ready for the time of God?
Yes, and amen. I am ready. Glory be to God. I tell you, Pastor, you've said a word here. Am I ready? Yes, I am ready. And you know what? You were saying time, giving God time. He has given us time, to all of us, 24/7. You know, he gives us 24 hours. We all got the same amount of time. But are we giving him time? I tell you, we have to make time, quiet time, just to devote that time to him. We can make it a habit and a good habit. And my rhythm may not be your rhythm. Your rhythm may not be my rhythm. We all have to get into our own rhythm. I was just listening, you know, because sometimes I write down a prayer. I write down a prayer that I just want to speak to the Lord with. And when I speak to him with that prayer, I just listen. And I listen to him. And when I'm praying with him, Pastor, I have to just be honest, because, you know, I have to be honest and just pour out my heart to him, because then I just delight myself in that. You know, because I know he loves us unconditionally. Mm. And just to take his word and meditate on it. And I try and share it with everyone I can, because a lot of people don't know the love of God and Jesus. And like you said, the time is now. Ooh, the time is now, like never.
Right now.
Ever. Right now. Hallelujah. His time, I tell you.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Awesome words.
So my brother Dwayne, Prophet Dwayne Woods, started talking about God's time. I knew what we were talking about tonight.
Yes.
I didn't want to say nothing, because I didn't want to get too involved and let the word go. But I knew tonight was going to explode and allow us
and
to really, really, really speak on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right on time, I tell you. Glory be to God. God bless you, brother. I love you.
I love you too.
Amen.
Minister Carolyn, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Are you really ready for the time of God?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. Good evening, family. I was listening today, and the last 3 days or so since the last time I spoke with you, all that's been on my mind is things that I've been doing in the past, the prayers, how my life was. And then tonight you said no looking back. and I had just said that, you know, it's time to move forward, go forward. And God is strategically placing people and things at his time. But what I want to confess is, the more he's placing in front of me, and the more doors are opening and for people helping me, and the more he's showing me what work I'm supposed to do, the more the enemy is coming to attack. Now, I know it's about myself and the choices I make, but I need a little help on it, maybe with the Saints of the Lineup. It's just when I sit in and get into my mind, but it's about being focused. I know it's my time, and it's just the enemy is busy. It's like I know he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And when things get right, they go so wrong. So just today, I was sitting here and I was reading. I was reading a couple of the scriptures you shouted out tonight, and I just thought, you know, don't look back. You have to look forward because God is placing things like here, like now. And so it was ironic that you spoke on that tonight. I just wanted to mention that, and also needing prayer for the situation in Virginia. I reached out and spoke to someone there, and again, it was at the right time, and the gentleman said it was ironic that I called because they knew it was a domestic violence issue out there. He wanted to contact the mayor, and I was worried about raising up money to get there, and he was saying maybe they could help with that. So, again, it was the timing and the people right there, and also listening, of course, to you with your guidance, and God directed my path. So I want prayer on that. I want to make sure that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to pray for all the domestic violence people. And again, it's the time for these women to move out of those relationships. And that's all I wanted to share.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me say this. It's been time. The awareness is drawing. I was looking for you Saturday, but we ministered about the crossover, but the final 30, 40 minutes of the broadcast was about domestic violence, and we put all the statistics out there and all the awareness cues out there. We got people praying. We're going higher this Saturday morning on Real Talk with Pastor E. Myself, Minister Carolyn, and the Sisters Against Gang Violence, which, thank you, Holy Spirit. I will be talking in the morning, so some things I've already been putting in my heart that I'm not going to share right now. But working together with them, they're going to be on partnership with that. There's a lot of things going on in Virginia, but let me tell you something right now. There's some stuff going on right next door here in California.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on right now, right down the street and right down there. And we're going to continue to do this nationally. We are looking for people nationally to get in on this conversation. I've already been petitioning people to get on board. Minister Terry is going to be on board. I know Evangelist Barbara, some more of our covenant partners are going to be on Saturday. We need more. We're looking for guys to speak out. You can just keep your name anonymous. I'm trying to get a voice changer to get your name on there,
yeah,
just so you could tell your story. And if you didn't want anybody to know who you were, but we need all of our voices to be heard that we can really make a difference to that. We're going to pray with you and all of the things that you have mentioned, which are already on our heart towards the closing of the show, when we hear from some more of our covenant partners. And I know they're going to be right in agreement with that too, but we got you. I also want to say our covenant partners out there, the toy drive that we're,
yes,
partnering with Sisters for Gang Violence, those toys are needed by the 5th of December. So all of my covenant,
yes,
partners that are going to help through me, get in touch with me. You know how to send. You know how to make it available. We're going to go purchase all the stuff, send the seeds to the place that you need to send it to. But we really need to push that. And we're going to be talking about that throughout the week. Every broadcast, we're going to be bringing that up, that we need you guys to be committed to help out. And if you can't send money, get five toys, put in a bag, go to the dollar store, we're not saying where to buy it from, get five toys and donate it, that we can have an abundance just to give these kids that get nothing. I definitely wanted to put that out there. Minister Carolyn, I'll get back to you here in a minute. Pastor Dwayne Collins. Oh yeah, I love you, sis. Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. Let's talk Jesus. Are you ready for the time of Jesus?
Man, I pray and I hope that I'm ready and I'm on time, because you know we try to get every doubt and every little tittle straightened before he's come, and you know it's daily. Lord, get me prepared for you, you know, because I don't, you know, we don't know if we're ready for him. Only Jesus knows we're ready for him. But as our daily we go, we ask him, Lord, search our hearts, search our minds, search us, Lord, that reveal things in us that is not right, because you know, we don't want to be that one to say, you know, at the last day he said, depart from me, worker of iniquity. I never knew you, you know, and that's personal, man. So it's a personal, I can say on this side of my thoughts right now, I'm ready, man. I'm ready, you know, because it's a life experience. I got up this morning. I'm borrowing his air right now. As I'm talking to you, I'm borrowing his air. He let me borrow his air out because he haven't came home and took it from me. So I think in that frame of mind, I'm ready, you know, and I'm man. It's all about his goodness, his mercy, man. So I say, you know, and it's on my own mind. Yeah, I receive it and I know I'm ready, man, because he still allowed me to breathe the air that he gave me for. He let me borrow it. No, it don't belong to me. No, and I'm just grateful that he allowed me to, you know, breathe his air. So in that frame of mind, I say, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know, and that's just, like I said, it's all about Jesus. So that's what I'm more excited about every day, man, in my life. Goes on, and I'm just like, I'm excited, man, because he's still trusting me. He's still believing in me, and he still allowed me to, you know, worship him. He still allowed me to call him my Savior. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm excited. So I just want to just say that, you know, on that part, because you don't know what tomorrow may hold, you know. But I know for today, I can say, Lord, hey, I did all I know how to do. I did all I know how to do.
What'd you say for today? For today, you can say.
That's it.
For today, I can say amen, brother. Man, bless you, man. Oh, we're going to get it right. We're getting closer and closer. We're getting closer. We are getting closer and closer. I want you to hang around as we pray for a lot of things that we have going on with some of the other ministry parts. But God bless you, bro. I love you. Area code 562, last 4-4-0-6-3. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Are you really ready for the time of God? Area code 562, last 4-4-0-6-3. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. As we know, some people dial 1 and don't know they dial 1. We're going to bring in Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with Virginia Valentine Ministries. Let's Talk Jesus. Are you ready for the time of Jesus? Okay, I know she. Look, I know she's there. Sometimes we have a little difficulty with her dialing 1. I'm not going to throw anybody else under the bus, but if you would like to talk to Jesus tonight about being in time with him, dial 1. We want to hear from you. Evangelist Virginia just hung up, and I know she's going to call back in. We want to give you an opportunity to speak tonight, be heard, and let that confirmation go forward. If not, we are going to just say thank you. We are so excited that God's timing is being revealed to all of us when we seek him. I mean, so excited that God's word is being revealed to each and every one of us when we abide in his word. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Yes. Good evening, man of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. Are you ready for the time of Jesus?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes. I can't be nothing else but ready. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, Jesus. I'm sitting here, man of God. It's so awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
The word you talking about, oh, being ready for the time for God, and all the scriptures that you have given, I have so many written down here. They just scribbled up everywhere, but I'll find them later. But I tell you what. When you talked about the steps of a good man, that dropped in my spirit for a minute. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. The steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by God. And I know, man of God, my steps are ordered by God. If my steps are not ordered by God, I'm not in his timing. I am not in his timing. My steps are ordered by God and nobody else but God. And I listen that you talk about that. the timing of God, God's timing. I'm in God's timing. I am in God's timing, nobody but God. Everything else don't exist. Only God. When you talked about horizontal, let me see where that is. You talked about being horizontal timing and physical timing. I think that's what it was, vertical timing. I'm in vertical timing. I'm in line with God. I'm in the time with God. I am in, I put my name there, Virginia. Virginia. It's not horizontal time, but vertical timing. My steps are ordered by God. My steps are all about God. I don't know about anybody else, but I'll tell you what, God woke me up this morning when I was asleep. God kept his arms around me. He watched over me all night long. He breathed breath into my body. When I woke up this morning, I was still breathing God's fresh air. And I'm still breathing. I'm still on the land of the living. And whenever, God, timing is here, I'm ready. I am ready because God is my Savior. God means everything to me. He means so much to me. He means everything to me. I got tears running down my face because when you talk Jesus, you got to live it. You got to walk it. You got to talk it. Talk Jesus. Live Jesus. Love Jesus. You said some people said dropped off the line. And I listened at that. I say let them drop off. If they done dropped off, maybe it was something you said that they didn't want to hear. But you preach Jesus. You preach Jesus. Preach Jesus until he come back. And don't you stop. You preach Jesus. Because that's what I'm going to do. I am going to preach Jesus until hell freezes over. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for your timing. I remember this lady had this song out. She said, God is an on-time God. And he is an on-time God. He's not going to come when we want him to come. But he's going to come, and when he comes, he's going to be on time. An on-time God. That's the kind of God I serve. An on-time God. I'm glad God ordered my steps. When you was preaching, I was laying on the cross to bed. I just couldn't move. When you say you was about to fall out of your chair, I had to lay across the bed and just let God just do whatever he want to do with me. I want him to love on me. I want him to do whatever, whenever. Because my steps are ordered by God. My steps are ordered by God, nobody but God. And I want to say I love God. I love him with everything within me. And man of God, don't stop. I listen at you. Preach. Teach. Whatever God give you to say, say it. Don't you compromise the word of God. Don't compromise the word of God. Preach it. Preach it in season and out of season. Preach it. Preach it. Because I'm going to do it. I know what God called me to do when he said I didn't choose him, but he chose me and told me to go for it, ordained me and anointed me to go for it. And I said, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, and I heard you say about there's everything under the sun. There's everything under the sun. Everything. Talking about domestic problem. And I was sitting here because on yesterday, they had this man here that killed four family members. He killed his girlfriend, boyfriend. He killed her. He killed the boyfriend's daddy. And then he ran. And his mama drove him to Alabama. But they got him this morning. They brought him back. And I say, let justice be served. But he needs to repent. He needs to repent for killing all of those people. God, man of God, the mess of problems need to be talked more about. Preach more about it. Talk more about it. Tell people about it. This has got to stop.
We are about to shout. We are about to shout loud. And we're gonna keep it consistent. We want you to continue to be praying for that movement.
Lord, I've been praying.
The young lady, what's her name? Oh my God.
She came
on Saturday and just shared some things that we're looking to really other people to speak out and be transparent. Yeah. This is what this is all about. God bless you, woman of God. Anybody else tonight want to get involved in this conversation? This is time to Let's Talk Jesus. We got about, well, we're actually 6 minutes over, but we will take as much time as it is the Holy Spirit allows if you have something you would like to say tonight. If not, I'm going to end this on this song that just came in my spirit, was able to download it in less than 1 minute, and we are going to understand it's not about the whole church. It's the church that's in me. Area code 951, last four, 8682. You are live on Let's Talk Jesus. I was just about to hit that song.
All right. God bless you. You can in just a second. This is Pastor Barbara Johnson. I just wanted to say you keep doing what you're doing. I've listened to the whole night, and I was inspired, encouraged about the now and being ready and be ready for God. So I was just blessed, and I love the spirit that you have to go forth and to be a witness to men and women. So God bless you, and God bless your ministry, and God bless you again. Thank you.
Amen. We'll see you real soon. Amen. Dr. Barbara, okay. We love you, my sister. You back. Welcome home. I see your Thanksgiving celebration, all that family love going on. We're so happy and so excited to be connected and in covenant with you. God bless you, woman of God. We love you.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Area code 623, last four, 2094. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Amen. As I said, a lot of times we get those dial ones. And it's not really there. But anyway, we love you all. Don't worry about it. We hear you in the spirit. But we just want to say as we close out tonight, get your church right. It's time to go home. It's time to get right. This might be a little bit old school for some, but I want y'all to listen to this and understand it's time to get right.
I'm going home on the morning train.
that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.